Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. All right.
What a day in Washington. Wow. Just an hour ago, we thought the big story had to do with emails and Michael Flynn and other goings on like that. But now, FBI director fired.
Okay.
Removed and terminated. Removed from office.
Removed and terminated. I have the letter in front of me. Pat Brady, who used to run the Illinois Republican Party and also was an assistant U.S. attorney in the Justice Department, very familiar with the Justice Department, very familiar with the workings of the FBI and the Justice Department, how this whole thing goes, is joining us right now as our expert witness. Mr. Brady, I'm going to read this letter to you, and I need your reaction.
Fire away.
Dear Director Comey, I have recently attached letters from the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General of the United States recommending your dismissal as Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I have accepted their recommendation, and you are hereby terminated and removed from office, effective immediately. While I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions I am not under investigation, I nevertheless concur with the judgment of the Department of Justice that you are not able to effectively lead the Bureau. It is essential that we find new leadership for the FBI that restores public trust and confidence in this vital law enforcement mission. I wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors. Donald G. Trump. I did not make up a word of that letter.
Every word is true.
That is exactly the letter as it was sent to him. While I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation, I nevertheless concur with their judgment and you're fired.
What do you think, Pat Brady?
I've been trying to unpack this for the last 40 minutes, and I don't even know where to start. Other than the detached letters, blame it on the fact that he did that press conference to announce he wasn't going to charge Hillary Clinton. That's what they're blaming it on, that he overstepped his authority. And I've been saying this for months. It was weird for the FBI director, who doesn't actually prosecute cases, the Justice Department does, to have that press conference. But the optics of dismissing him 9 months later, I don't quite understand. I'm sure there's more to it somewhere. I just don't know what it is.
Well, okay. Can I really take you to crazy town right now?
Sure.
I mean, this is one thing. Mm-hmm. My suspicion is this, that the president reacted last week when Comey, during his testimony, said that there were hundreds and thousands of emails that they looked at that they believed that Huma Abedin had shared with Anthony Weiner.
Some of them classified.
Some of them classified. Then today, the FBI has to walk that back and say, well, actually, there wasn't. She had shared some stuff to the cloud, but there were maybe a dozen or so that she had sent to Anthony Weiner for him to print using the printer at home.
Mm-hmm. And the FBI actually sent a letter to Congress clarifying his testimony. That was the news earlier today.
Correct.
Which happens all the time at those hearings.
Sure, right. But it's just significant now because of this move, I think.
And the president bit on that late last week, mm-hmm. and said, you know, look, I mean, she was even Huma Abedin was sending all those. Can you believe she was sending all those emails out? You know, so this is it sounds to me like he needed an opportunity to fire him. He wanted an opportunity to fire him. Here's a moment where James Comey had to back up. The FBI had to back up. They had to go over. They had to correct something, apologize for something, which you know is anathema in Trump world. You don't apologize. You deny any wrongdoing at all times, no matter what. Right? It was. That's why Michael Flynn is Barack Obama's fault. It's everybody else's deal. So the minute that he sensed weakness with Comey, it's like it's a good opportunity to fire him.
And that may be the case. They walk these things back all the time. And the director did make a mistake. I watched it, overstated that much. That's a big mistake. He should be better prepared than that. But you're dealing with the FBI director. And they have 10-year terms because they're not supposed to be in the political mess. They're supposed to be independent thinkers and do independent investigations and prosecutions. So to do this just because of that is right out of Trump world, but it's like nothing I've ever seen or heard. I mean, the FBI director got fired in 93 because he was using FBI resources to put security fences in his backyard. Remember Bill Sessions? Clinton fired him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And from what you've seen, of Comey, and we know he's been in some difficult political positions, do you think that he was fair? He talks about being apolitical, nonpartisan. It's not my job to choose winners and losers. Or he did say it made him mildly nauseous to think that he somehow impacted the election, but that he had to make a decision based on what was in front of him in terms of facts. Do you think?
I knew him from a distance when I was at the Justice Department, and he has and still continues to have a reputation as being a very straight shooter. And I watched the entire hearing where he testified. I thought he did an excellent job. I do think he made a mistake in the way he handled the Hillary Clinton non-charging decision, which wasn't his. But, you know, that was complicated because the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, spent 45 minutes on an airplane with Bill Clinton the weekend she was supposed to be making that charging decision.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's I didn't like the explanation, because that's when you have a private meeting and say, Loretta, we got to do something here. This is all bad. Not just do it on your own. And maybe he did that. Maybe they agreed this is a better way to do it. But this guy has a great reputation for integrity. And I don't understand it, especially given the consequences of removing an FBI director.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we going to get now? We're going to have another huge hearing.
Well, okay.
Is it going to be a Trump political hack, or who's it going to be?
Well, okay. So here's where I'm going to drive you straight to crazy town in a clown car. Are you ready?
All right.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Sheriff David Clark.
His name is trending. The Milwaukee sheriff, right?
The Milwaukee sheriff who said at a Trump rally, if he were the FBI director, his first day on the job, he would arrest Hillary Clinton.
Listen, I've had the power to issue subpoenas and make charging decisions, and it is a power which should not go to people that don't know what they're doing or have ideas that they can use it for political gains. That is one of the most important offices we have in this country, and it can't go to somebody that has made statements like that. You can't make statements that I would have indicted Hillary Clinton unless you know the facts. Grand juries issue indictments. You can't make those statements and be a responsible.
No, he said arrested. He didn't say indict. I mean, he's just going to take her into custody.
Those are idiotic. And I was at the convention when people were screaming, lock her up.
Yes. But we were both. Pat, you and I were there together, as you might recall.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe you don't recall. Let me just bring that point up.
You might recall that.
Yeah. I still told you Trump couldn't win that day, I think.
Yes, he did.
You said that on a number of occasions, as I recall. Yeah, it just, I don't know. The whole thing, I mean, he had 6.5 years left on his term. I mean, he had just given a speech at a 1 month ago, almost of the day, at an FBI and law enforcement meeting saying, you stuck with me for another 6.5 years. And, you know, he really, I mean, obviously didn't see this coming. Such a sudden, swift move. What's the feeling of what precipitated it, but to be handled in this way, too?
It cheapens whoever's next. It will cheapen the FBI, which we desperately need. Those are important offices. They can't be politicized. And when they were politicized historically, I thought that the previous Attorney General was way too close to the president. And I think we need something completely different than that. And this really cheapens a lot of it, I think. Holder was way too close with Obama.
Okay.
Too chummy. You're supposed to be an independent thinker in both those spots. Mm-hmm. And listen, if you want to bring it to Illinois, that's why I've always had issue with Lisa Madigan being Attorney General here. I mean, those are supposed to be independent offices that are good here for the good of the citizenry, not to promote political agendas.
Does it make sense? I mean, can you go back and get a guy like Robert Mueller, who had been the previous and longest serving FBI director? I think he did 12 years because he was asked to stay on for an extra two. Would you bring back a guy like Mueller?
I would. I worked with him back in the day, and he's a great guy and a true public servant that had a lot of his own money, could have been out sitting on his yacht. He would be great, but they won't do it. It'll be consistent with Trump world. It'll be somebody like Jeff Sessions. Somebody of that kind of background, I think, and somebody that'll be, I think, too close to Trump. We'll wait and see, and we'll give them the benefit of the doubt, but I don't have much faith it's going to be somebody that we think is an independent thinker, particularly
Sheriff
given what's going on.
David Clark.
But you know what? We're not talking about Flynn anymore.
Oh, boy. Isn't that true?
Yeah, that is. Well, we will be talking about Flynn. Now, the question is this. Will there be somebody, and this is really, the scariest piece, is Jeffrey Toobin, I thought, was about to have a stroke on CNN when this came out.
He looked like he saw a ghost. Like no one had foreseen this.
And he made an important point, which was that, you know, if you this doesn't get taken over internally in the FBI. They're not going to take the assistant director of the FBI. the deputy director of the FBI. They're going to take somebody, like you said, in the political world, who's going to come in, and they can stop the investigations. They can certainly strangle the investigations, drown them in a bathtub. Mm-hmm. Right, is the old expression in Washington.
Here's the deal. My first case I ever worked on there was a huge case, and I was the lowest guy on the totem pole. But I came to the conclusion after sitting through all the indictment reviews that the federal government can't conspire to order paperclips, let alone put stop to an investigation like this. So I'm not as fearful they're going to stop the investigations. There are mid-level people there that will keep it going. I don't care who they put in there. If they do try to cover it up, it's going to be a real problem. So I think these investigations go on. It just creates more problems.
You're saying that on the day that the president of the United States fired the attorney general. And again, as you pointed out, that happened in 1993, but there was clear evidence that the guy was did something that was a clear ethical violation. Kind of a small point, but a clear ethical violation. And then you go back to October 20th, 1973, when Richard Nixon fired his attorney general at the height of Watergate. So
that was completely. I think what happens, and I watched Tube, and I thought his head was going to blow up. I think what happens on the left, I think they overreact. I don't like any of this, but I want to hear an explanation before I start screaming there's some conspiracy.
Well, I don't know about a conspiracy. I don't. I just think they think that it's their world and that he won and this is what we're going to be able to do. And they want to run it. And they don't believe that there's any. They're sick and tired of hearing all this stuff about Michael Flynn and conspiracies in Russia. And we just got to put an end to that and goodbye. Forget about it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. And we didn't do it. I know nothing about this. And it's fine. Even though he was the guy that made Michael Flynn national security advisor at somebody else's fault. He just wants to move on, and hopefully he'll find Jeff Sessions' half brother, George Sessions, to be the new FBI director. In other words, we have to run here. But Pat, thank you very much.
Thank you,
appreciate
Pat.
It.
All right, see you guys.
All right, Pat Brady.
Was it a mistake not to ask Jim Comey to step down from the FBI at the outset of your presidency? Is it too late now to ask him to step down?
No, it's not too late, but, I have confidence in him. We'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting, but, we have to just direct
Comey. Well, that's why I'm asking. Why is he still on
the job? No, I'm just saying, because I want to give everybody a good, fair chance. Director Comey was very, very good to Hillary Clinton, that I can tell you. If he weren't, she would be right now going to trial.
That's Donald Trump with Maria Bartiromo from Fox Business Channel.
I remember that interview.
Maria.
It's great. You didn't like the way he sort of leaned in and overly,
right.
I don't know, a little weird with the Marias, a lot of Marias. But he, there it was interesting even hearing then that he mentioned, well, I could get rid of, James Comey, even though most of them do fill out their appointments of 10 years, and this was in the middle of it.
What is more, I think, intriguing there is that if it weren't for James Comey, Hillary Clinton would be indicted. Which, by the way, it's not the FBI director who indicts. It's the U.S. attorney. But that's a separate issue. It's a Justice Department that indicts, through a judge or through a.
But there is an ongoing investigation of, involvement with potential aides or Russian involvement in the election or, tinkering with our election. That is underway. And now you hear some senators calling for, okay, you're going to name a new FBI director. You've indicated in this release you put out that that's going to happen right away, but there should be an independent prosecutor on that investigation.
But let me ask you this. Does it, by the president saying, listen, if it weren't for James Comey, Hillary Clinton would have been indicted, does that mean that now he's going to look for somebody who will indict Hillary Clinton? Because that does get the attention off of Russia. If your former political opponent is indicted.
Mm-hmm. Interesting that it did come on the day where the FBI was forced to issue that correction, amending James Comey's testimony to Congress. The overstatement or appeared to overstate the number of emails sent to Anthony Weiner's computer. Remember his testimony, and then the FBI today had to amend that testimony.
But that benefits Hillary Clinton, not Donald Trump. That's the funny thing, is the FBI now releasing that statement ex parte from James Comey, because James Comey made the mistake. He overstated how bad Huma Abedin was when she was
forwarding those emails to her husband's computer.
It's an exaggeration, if you will, of those of that number.
Mm-hmm.
And now the FBI going, it wasn't really that bad. And then the next thing you know, he's getting fired by the president. Now, I said this earlier to Pat Brady when he was on with us. He's a former member of the Justice Department. He was on the Whitewater inquiry.
Yeah, early in his career.
This kind of thing has got to be handled very, very, very carefully, because the next thing you know, you have an FBI director, you're moving him out, and it's going to be seen as political no matter how you cut it. Right?
No question.
I mean, there's no way. Everything we do now is political.
Sure, but by all accounts, and Pat Brady pointed this out as well, and many others who know Comey say that he was known as a straight shooter, someone who was nonpartisan and really was not an advocate of either party, and went to great lengths to try to remove himself from both the appearance and reality of that being while navigating that political minefield that he was in the middle of.
Mike Monaco is joining us right now, famed attorney at law, formerly an assistant United States attorney, spends a lot of time understanding these kinds of things. You deal with the FBI every day in your job. You deal with the Justice Department every day in your job. Right. I mean, you do. And that's.
Yes.
And
this is going to be very, very upset at the FBI. He was popular.
He was.
He was popular. And, you know, he's very good friends of our former U.S. attorney here, Fitzgerald. And Comey there, I think. Comey might be his best friend. I'm not sure. But what Trump did is going to cause a lot of issues. Does he have the right to do this? The last president to do it was President Clinton. I think he fired Sessions. So this it doesn't happen often. And it is going to cause... This is the kind of thing that upsets people, okay? It's mm-hmm. going to upset a lot of people. A lot of young people work for the FBI. A lot of young people work in the Department of Justice. It's going to upset a lot of them. And if there is, if there is an investigation now, we know right now going on, of Trump and the Republicans vis-a-vis the hacking that occurred during the Democratic during the
election. It's actually not
the
Republicans, but it would be the
people who worked on the campaign or aides
Trump,
to the president.
The Trump campaign, connection between members of the Trump campaign and Russia, is there any? And by the way, as you, I'm sure you've seen the letter by now, Mike, that was written to Director Comey by Donald Trump that has been released, in which he says that I received the attached letters from the Attorney General, Deputy Attorney General, today recommending your dismissal. While I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation, I nevertheless concur with the judgment of the Department of Justice that you are not able to effectively lead the Bureau. I mean, obviously what he's trying to say there, and he's always marketing. He's always, you know, stick with the story, the sell line at all times.
That cannot be true.
Because he's not allowed to, right? Wouldn't that be a violation?
No. That cannot be true. Trump, I can't believe that Comey told Trump recently that he's not under investigation.
Yeah, besides the fact of that, he's trying to create some cover. He knows that everybody's going to be covering that part of the story, and he just wants for his own base of supporters who are going to support him in the firing of Comey and anybody else that gets in his way. And that is his base, which appears to be sort of unshakable, right? I mean, it's not like regardless of what he does, they support him because they're like, give him enough time. He's going to blow up the whole system. These people were all corrupt to begin with, even though they may have no detail of why they believe that, information.
The question, though, is this. Having said that, does that free Comey to answer that? To respond to that.
Now, that's the thing. That's the shoe that will drop here. I think if you're Comey, you won't discuss. He will be like Sally Yates was yesterday, respectful of ongoing investigations. And you know, you're still obligated to maintain the secrets of the FBI. But I think it's easy for him to say, well, I didn't say that to him.
Yeah. There was a case years ago. A fellow was running for the mayor of New York, Mario Biaggi. And he said he did not take the Fifth Amendment in the grand jury, and that freed the U.S. attorney to say, oh, yes, he did. And that ended his run for the mayorship. Yeah. But so that
hold on
that
one second. Might, yeah. And that's a, but that's a little different situation because it, again, I mean, there isn't, you know, Trump just wants us to go. Trump on Twitter yesterday, he put as
unbelievable
as his
four,
banner, as
yeah,
his banner
times in a row.
On his banner on Twitter, he was quoting the fact that they were saying there are there is nothing here.
Yeah, quoting, I know, it was amazing.
Quoting,
I mean,
from
almost,
let me explain this, but let me explain for those who didn't
sure.
didn't see this. That yesterday on Twitter, the president put up on his private account, the Donald J. Trump account, he put up a banner that quoted the then director of national intelligence, James Clapper, who was saying that he had no evidence at this point that there was collusion. Mm-hmm. He had seen no evidence, but there's an ongoing investigation. Clapper's been out of that ongoing investigation. And Clapper was asked, you know, and there was a follow-up question to that, which was, do you know if Donald Trump has any business ties to Russia? Have you ever known? He goes, well, I didn't see that during my investigation. At any time did you see that? And he wouldn't answer that question. So the thing is, by Trump and the Twitterverse went nuts with this yesterday because it's, you know, he's so obviously saying, look at me. I'm innocent. I'm innocent. He's president of the United States. It should be assumed that he's innocent.
Let's hope. Yes.
It's almost childlike what he's doing. It's unbelievable that he was acting that way yesterday. He went crazy on the
Twitter,
the internet,
social media.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Guys, my kids, on the Twitter.
He's on the Twitter.
All right, so let's do it this way. Back to this issue. If the president has now dismissed James Comey, which he has, he has to replace him. How quickly do they have to replace him?
Well, they have to name an acting director.
Well, there is already. They've already named an acting director.
Yeah, and he should name him, I would say. Now, the next question is, will whoever he names have to be recused from the investigation of Trump?
Well, the acting director, now that has already been named. So does the acting director have to be recused?
Well, you know, just like Sessions has recused himself from the investigation.
As a U.S. attorney, as the attorney general.
As attorney general of the United States. I would say the acting director would have to recuse himself. I would say that, but we won't know for a while. But I would say for sure the newly appointed director would have to recuse himself. And he's got to be approved by the Congress as well, by the way.
All right. Dick Durbin has spoken on this. We'll play that for you on the other side. Michael, can you hold on for us?
Sure. All
right. Andrew McCabe is the acting FBI director.
I'd like to point out that... breaking news right now is that Donald Trump has fired the director of the FBI, James Comey, today, citing letters from the attorney general and deputy attorney general recommending dismissal. And those letters reference activities of James Comey from last summer in which he publicly came out and said he was not going to charge Hillary Clinton in the email scandal. Mm-hmm. And now the question is, does that mean, and they're saying it like that, like they had to fire him for that. Well, does that mean that then he's firing him so they will indict Hillary Clinton? It begs that question. Or is he, I mean, that's if you want to just take out the entire context of the Russian investigation, just take it out and say, well, if you're just firing him for that, then does that mean you want somebody who will?
I didn't say that.
And as Sean Spicer now says, the president's tweets stand for themselves, speak for themselves. All right. We'll come back. We'll play the Durbin audio. But first, Violetta Podomatic's got the WGN travel spots.
Tonight on WGN-TV, the Cubs are out to hit it a mile in the Mile High City. Watch Cubs baseball in primetime tonight at 7 on WGN-TV.
There you go. Cubs had a bad one earlier in the day. They had to make up last night's game, and they got... he got smushed. What's happening to my beloved
Ugly,
Cubs?
ugly.
Yes,
more bad
right.
defense.
That's right, Kevin. All right, back to the top story right here, that the FBI director has been fired by the president of the United States.
Kind
it is not
deal.
October 21st, 1973, by the way. You're not waking up.
Flashback.
And Mike Monaco, our attorney at law, is standing by, former assistant U.S. attorney here in the Northern District of Illinois, member of the Justice Department. That's what his check said. He has his own thoughts on this. But before we get to that, this is Senator Dick Durbin commenting on the firing.
Mr. President, the termination and removal of James Comey as director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation raises the critical question as to whether the FBI investigation of Russian interference in the last presidential campaign will continue, and whether the investigation into any collusion or involvement by the Trump campaign will also be investigated by the FBI. Any attempt to stop or undermine this FBI investigation would raise grave constitutional issues. We await clarification by the White House as soon as possible as to whether this investigation will continue and whether it will have a credible lead so that we know that it'll have a just outcome.
Okay. All right. And I think that echoes what you were saying, Mike, about the fact that if you have somebody coming in, anybody who he appoints, and he just has appointed an interim a director of the FBI, that person has to recuse himself.
Well, think about they're walking into.
So.
Yeah.
I would think so. I think you'd have to. There really should be. And this is now, this begs the question, should there be a special prosecutor, is what this does.
Mm-hmm. Which many are calling for.
Yeah, for sure. Given the fact that the FBI, the director, the FBI who's conducting the investigation of the president and the Republicans and with connection with the Russians during the last election, should there be a special investigator to conduct that investigation? And it seems to me, given the fact that he just now fired the fellow who was running the investigation, that I know the Democrats are going to be screaming for this. I think some Republicans are going to say there should be a special investigator. It just doesn't make sense because, any person he appoints, I would think, would have to recuse themselves from the investigation.
I just want for people who are highly supportive of the president, and generally that's what the people who are supportive of him are highly supportive of him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
To stop and think and just, you know, put that shoe on the other foot. Do that trick that happened so much times. Imagine if a Republican did this. Mm-hmm. So I just want you to imagine if a Democrat did this. Would you imagine that Barack Obama fired the FBI director who was looking into his birth certificate?
Yeah.
Just imagine that. What would your reaction have been?
Yeah.
Even the birth certificate thing was ridiculous. You might think the Russian thing is ridiculous. But imagine if Barack Obama, let's just assume that the two things are equally ridiculous.
Well, I mean, the stated reason that they fired him is absurd. The fact that he did not indict Hillary Clinton—that's the reason. I mean, that makes no sense.
I'm telling you, tomorrow he's going to announce as his nominee for the FBI director, Sheriff David Clark from Milwaukee, and all hell's going to break loose.
That's the rumor.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is that right? There's a rumor to that?
Well, just the social media has
social
taken
media
it to,
the idea of it.
You know, yeah. Thinking
oh,
that.
My God.
Because I mentioned a while ago on the campaign trail about if I were FBI director, so.
Fitzgerald that's might be named.
Mm.
You know, he's from Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he would take it given the fact of his relationship with Comey, but. They might, and I suppose he might pick a judge, a federal judge, for two reasons. One, it'll give him some sort of justification for appointing him. And secondly, he'll have an opportunity to appoint another federal judge.
Right, that's exactly right. Well, he's got a lot of federal judges to appoint. I mean, he's still got a lot he hasn't gotten to.
Because the Senate refused to appoint anybody during in the last couple of years of President Obama's term.
Right. And by the way, speaking of the Senate, they will have to actually sign off on the FBI director.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The new
FBI director. They've got to advise and consent.
Mm-hmm. And is that a 60, I wonder? Is that 60 votes there for that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, now they just changed the rules anyway. There are no 60.
Well, kind of.
Yeah, well,
but they saved the filibuster. So that's, I mean, I think the Republicans in the Senate also get what's going on here. They get the grave peril of this slippery slope.
Mm-hmm. I would hope so.
Yeah. I think they.
This is really controversial. This is something going to be.
It is.
Such the heat is going. If you thought the heat was rough in Washington last week, wait till this week. Oh my goodness gracious!
You wonder if some people would walk away from being if they were offered this position just because they're. Well, that's why
I would bet Fitzgerald is not going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't take it, but you know who knows? But because some people that's the job they've wanted their entire lives. Mm-hmm. That job.
Yeah.
I believe if it's not the sheriff from Milwaukee, I believe that Jared Kushner will now be the new director. Of the FBI.
I'll bet they're going to name a federal judge to take over that job, or a former federal judge. Like when they named Mukasey.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they're going to name a former federal judge to do that. When they name Mukasey Attorney General.
Maybe like Ruth Bader Ginsburg or something. Or like
a notorious RBG.
Right, something like that. Get her off the court.
They're going to be looking hard to find a federal judge to take that job.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. And it's a 10-year job, but you know, federal judges are lifetime jobs.
Yes. Well, it's a good job, though, the director of the FBI.
Yeah. You know all the secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Even more than you, Ro.
Even more than I do, Mike. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike Monaco. Bye-bye. I'm still a little bit stunned by everything that
I'm taking this in and what it means.
FBI Director James Comey fired by President Trump today for the stated reason that he didn't indict Hillary Clinton. That he refused to move on. That was what the letter from the attorney general stated as a reason to terminate, dismiss the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Unbelievable. Which leads you to think, okay, well, whoever's named next, would they then take on that task?
Okay. All right, this is a little bit of color that we're getting here.
Mm-hmm.
James Comey, this is New York Times reporting this, James Comey learned of his firing while he was addressing a group of FBI employees in Los Angeles.
Oh, boy.
While Mr. Comey spoke, television screens in the background began flashing the news.
Oh, my gosh. He was speaking?
Yes.
At the time?
Yes. Shortly after, a letter was delivered to FBI headquarters in Washington. Now, this is because he was fired immediately.
Right. They said terminated and removed from office.
Head to the chopper.
Well, that's the question. How's he get home? He's in L.A. Is he going to fly in the because the FBI flies the director around. Right. I mean, that's got to that's a private situation there.
He's taking United.
Oh, he's on United. Wouldn't it be bad if they dragged him through the aisle there? You just got this.
Feels like
this
he's
is not
been
your
dragged
seat.
Through the aisle right about now.
James Comey's 6'8".
Yeah, he's gigantic.
Wow,
he's bigger than the rabbit.
A little big. I think two or three of those rabbits can bite.
So, two or three, yeah, maybe four or five. I don't know. What is that? it's a 4-foot rabbit.
4-foot
right?
rabbit. Yeah, so it'd be eight. Two or three. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Close enough.
But,
oh,
you know, so much to try to understand here. And as the hours go by, and probably by tomorrow, we'll know more. But the fact that they pointed to the investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of private email as the stated reason for the firing, this could have been done at any point, right? I mean, it feels the timing of now, today, doesn't make sense with that reason whatsoever.
Well, all right. So here's a letter from Jeff Sessions.
Okay.
That is the attachment here, right? So you have the letter from President Trump who says, "So thank you so much for telling me I was totally innocent three times.
Met with me three times to tell me.
I'm not under investigation."
That's true.
That's the opening letter. Actually, you know what? Why don't I do this in order?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this
Just
in order.
Lead us through
so
the
that people can understand what happened here. So the president issues this letter, and I will read it as the president. Thank you very much.
Okay.
More entertaining that way.
Mm-hmm.
But not disrespectful, because these are his own words. "I have received the attached letter from the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General of the United States, okay, recommending your dismissal as Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I have accepted their recommendation, and you are hereby terminated and removed from office
effective immediately. While I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation, I nevertheless concur with the judgment of the Justice Department, and you are not able to effectively lead the Bureau. Okay. It is this.
Okay. I added the okays.
You added the okays. So those weren't in there, but the rest of it was.
It is essential that we find new leadership for the FBI. I wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors.
Which they never mean.
No.
They never mean that.
Especially the way this was handled. Of course, it's terminated, gone, leave now.
Well, even the sentence where he says, you informed me three times that I'm not under investigation, but I still have to fire you. Like, thank you for doing that, but I still have to fire you.
Well, that's the point. It's like, thank you for telling me I'm innocent. By the way, anybody, I'm innocent.
All right. Then this is from Jeff Sessions.
Okay. Attorney General.
As Attorney General.
Actually, that sounds too much like Ted Cruz. Yeah. I can't do it. There's only one voice. I wish Ted Cruz had written this letter, and then I'd be able to work it out.
That'd be great.
As Attorney General, I am committed to a high level of discipline, integrity, and the rule of law in the Department of Justice, an institution that I deeply respect. Based on my evaluation, for the reasons expressed by the Deputy Attorney General in the attached memorandum, I have concluded that a fresh start is needed in leadership at the FBI. It is essential that the Department of Justice clearly reaffirm its commitment to longstanding principles that ensure the integrity and fairness of federal investigations and prosecutions. I'm stopping right there for a second because what's important there is it's like there hasn't been integrity or fairness is what Jeff Sessions is alluding to there.
That's what he's saying.
The director of the FBI must be someone who follows faithfully the rules and principles of the Department of Justice and who sets the right example of our law enforcement officials and others in the department. Therefore, I must recommend that you remove Director James B. Comey Jr. and identify an experienced and qualified individual to lead the greatest men and women of the FBI. The great men and women.
And the president is saying it was the attorney general who determined this.
Right.
And then he signed off on it.
All right. So is it Jeff Sessions' fault? It was Jeff Sessions' fault. It was mine.
So he's delivering a speech in L.A. and he learns that he's fired. The reason given is that he mishandled the Hillary Clinton email scandal.
Yes. That's what they're saying, essentially.
I think there's a lot more to come on this.
No. You think?
That can't be the reason. It wouldn't happen today. It wouldn't happen now.
So, but if we go under the same theory of he does something to distract from maybe something else happening, he could have done this a long time ago, like you guys said. But why today?
Well, yes, exactly. Why today? Why today?
Well, I think that is the central question. A lot of people asking it.
All right. So now, well, today, because he had an opportunity. I mean, my theory on this is because he had an opportunity because the FBI had to walk back what he said last week. So there is a moment where they're in the news universe, in the ecosystem, there is a question of his own competence because they had to walk back something he said last week. He misspoke. And the FBI had to release a statement that said that the FBI director misspoke. So that was his entrance.
His opening, you think?
Yeah, that was his opening. Now, so you got Trump referring to the letter that Jeff Sessions wrote him, and then Jeff Sessions is referring to a memo by Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, saying that I read that memo and I thought, and Sessions saying, I read the memo, I think you have to fire him, Mr. President. Mr. President going, I agree, I'll fire him. So here's what's in that memo.
Okay.
The director was wrong to usurp the attorney general's authority on July 5th, 2016, and announce his conclusion that the case should be closed without prosecution, the case of Hillary Clinton here. Mm-hmm. It is not the function of the director to make such an announcement. At most, the director should have said the FBI had completed its investigation, presented its findings to federal prosecutors. The director now defends his decision by asserting that he believed that Loretta Lynch had a conflict by speaking the day before to Bill Clinton on the plane.
And the director Comey mentioned that in his testimony before Congress.
I cannot defend the director's handling of the conclusion of the investigation of Secretary Clinton's emails, and I do not understand his refusal to accept the nearly universal judgment that he was mistaken. Almost everyone agrees that the director made serious mistakes. It is one of the few issues that unites people of diverse perspectives.
I don't know. I kind of took from it the fact that people from diverse perspectives were critical of him, that he actually was more of a straight shooter than many would like. He seemed to remove himself from the political process as much as he could, even though he was in a political minefield.
Compounding the error, this memo goes on to say, the director ignored another longstanding principle. We do not hold press conferences to release derogatory information about the subject of a declined criminal investigation. Derogatory information sometimes is disclosed in the course of criminal investigations and prosecutions, but we never release it gratuitously.
So who is that talking to? That's the
Comey. He's talking about Comey having a press conference to announce that he was... That they were not going to be indicting Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm. New York Times reporting that Attorney General Jeff Sessions had been charged with coming up with reasons to fire Director Comey.
Okay.
That senior White House and Justice Department officials had been working on building the case against him. So why today? Unclear, but that this had been in the works for several weeks.
All right. My perspective, this is the memo again. My perspective on these issues is shared by former attorneys general, deputy attorney generals from different eras and both political parties. Judge Lawrence Silberman, who served as deputy attorney general under President Ford, wrote, "It is not the Bureau's responsibility to opine on whether a matter should be prosecuted." Now, it was a decision, basically. What Comey did was announce that the Justice Department was not going to prosecute her.
Mm-hmm.
And that was never contradicted by Loretta Lynch. She never said, we were going to do it.
No, she never said that.
But
that's
Bill
for sure.
Met me on the airplane and it was great.
But we were talking about, personal stuff, nothing political.
Right, even though
his wife was being looked at and investigated at the time, that didn't come up. It's what we were supposed to believe.
All right. There will be more on this. Coming up.
I'll say.
On this radio station and others, and of course, tomorrow on this program, we'll be figuring out who's going to be fired next week on White House Apprentice. But first, Fiel Automatics got the WGN traffic trouble spots.